When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Red Fridays. You're with The Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you for being here today. We're talking today about emotional intelligence, part 10. If not now, when? If not now, when? So the best time to do to get emotional intelligence was years ago. The next best time is today. And so, you know what? You may be showing up today and you're on the verge of giving up. Maybe you're going through some hard time. Maybe there's some depression. Maybe your marriage is on the rocks. Maybe you're unemployed. Maybe there's stuff going on. Do not give up. Don't give up. Keep pushing. You're not by yourself. Pause if you need to stop, like pause just for a second, but don't ever give up. Don't you dare give up on your dreams. Don't give up on where you want to go. I'm a little fired up today. You may pick that up. I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of 10 million men by raising their EQ. And if you don't know what EQ is, hang out today. You're going to find out. And this is part 10. So you want to go back? I've done a 10 part series on emotional intelligence. If you don't know what EQ is or EI is, it's not employment insurance. Up here, we have employment insurance in Canada. It's not that. It's emotional intelligence. And if you don't know what that is or how that works, go back and watch the other 9 episodes. That's inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv. You can go back and watch all the other episodes, listen to them however you want to be there. But you know what? Thank you for being here today. I deeply appreciate you being here. There's people listening from all over the world today, and I appreciate that very, very much. There's people listening. I know they're at work. I know they're busy. I know they're doing stuff, and they're still tuning in. So you know what? Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate you being here. Please reach out. Yeah, we're excited for you to find us on Google TV and Apple TV and download Inspired Choices Network app anywhere that you would, your app store, wherever you would look for that. It's a free download. You can watch not just my show and listen to my show, but any of the shows. There's a bunch of really, really good content, some amazing hosts. So go and watch that. Please like this. Love it. Share it. Subscribe. That helps the algorithms and it helps pay for the show. So please. Like it, love it, share it, subscribe. There's no way I'm going to get to 10 million men without expansion, without engagement. So please engage. As we get going today, I want to make sure we point out, get your journal. If you don't have a journal, you're going to want to remember some of this stuff and you're not going to remember. You're going to want to, but most people can't retain more than 10% of what they hear, even if they take good notes. So get a journal, get something to write with and take notes. I've got my special mug. I don't know if my friend's watching this morning or listening. She may at some point. The lady I got that mug from, she's a very, very special friend, but I always have it on. So, by the way, Red Fridays, my red vest, Red Fridays is remember everyone deployed. We need to remember the people that are willing to stand on the wall for us. And so every Friday I wear red, tie, vest, shirt, whatever. It's Red Friday. So, hey, let's get going. We got lots to cover today. Let's get after it. Emotional intelligence, if not now, when? If not now, when? Why would you wait? What's the point of waiting? So I want to talk this first little bit. The best time to improve our EQ or our EI was years ago, like I said. But you know what? The next best time is right now. So why do we wait? And you may have some ideas, and I want them, you know, to write them in your journal. Why do you wait? Why specifically do you wait? Is it because it's hard? Is it because it's messy? Is it because you know there's going to be, it's going to mean pain and struggle? Is that why we wait? Is that why you wait? Specifically, why do you wait? Is it outside your comfort zone? Do you not know how? Are you worried what other people's opinion is? What will they think of you? What's it costing us to wait? Not just the quality of our life. What is, there's so many things that are being impacted by our inability and not having the tools we need. We need the tools in our toolbox. We need the one thing that just keeps coming up for me, especially with men, but we don't have the market cornered on a lack of EQ sometimes. We need the tools in our toolbox ahead of time before we need them. It's kind of like needing insurance or buying insurance. Insurance is a weird product. It really is, because you have to buy it before you need it, because once you need it, you don't qualify anymore. You can't get it. So it's got to be there in front. When same thing with EQ. We have to put the tools and the strategies in our toolbox, because once we get into the situations, we get into life's hardship, and we get into the stuff that's happening to us, it's virtually impossible. It's so hard. It's not impossible, but it's really difficult. Why? Because a lot of times when we get into those situations, this is what we can see. And the point is, I can't see anything, right? But that's what happens to us. We don't see tools. We don't see strategies. We don't see help. We don't see anything, because our perspective is completely blocked by the problem. So that means I need to put the tool in the toolbox, so that when I get it out, when the situation happens, I reach into the toolbox and pull it out. If you watch a mechanic or a technician, an automobile technician, they'll buy these things. They go to their toolbox that are lots of times they're insured for $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Why? Because they're full of all these tools. Snap-on Tools shows up and the truck shows up, and they go out to the and they'll spend hundreds of dollars. And I remember this one guy bought this, it was probably that long, probably just about a foot long, piece of metal, shiny metal, probably stainless steel. And it had a male on the one end and a female joint on the other end, but it didn't look like anything. It was just it was a stick. And I'm like, what is that? It cost him $300. I'm like, what the heck? What is that? What, why did you just spend $300 on a little piece of steel? And he goes, yeah. But he said, you know what? There are certain jobs that I do where if I need an extension to my ratchet, because if I don't have that extension, I can do it, but it scrubs on my knuckles and it's really hard and it makes the job way more difficult and painful. So he said, I spend that $300. I put it in my toolbox so that once or twice a month when I do that job, I can put it on. It makes me way more effective, way more efficient, quicker, safer, not so hard on my hands. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. But we need to do that with our EQ. We need to do that with the tools and strategies that we have. We need to preload it so that when we get into the situation, we can just access it or know where to go to get the tools and strategies to understand and know where you're at. To know how to get, you don't have to have all the tools. There's lots of tools. There's lots of different strategies to figure out and to know and to have in your toolbox. Just one probably isn't going to work. We need multiples, multiple tools, multiple strategies, multiple resources that we know we can reach out to. I hope you're hearing my heart today. I hope you are. I really hope you are, because there's so many. It's come up for me again this week, in particular this past week. It's come up a couple times, and I keep getting emails from people that said, hey, my family member, my friend, my colleague either tried or succeeded in giving their soul back to Papa. We need the help. There's so many people struggling. There's so many people that are trying to get ahead and trying to put the bits and pieces together and trying to hold it together. And they need the help. They need the resources. They need to know, hey, there's people that give a shit about me. There's people who care. I'm not alone. Sometimes we get blinders and we're like, oh, I'm the only one that deals with this. No, you're not. We all deal with our own demons. We all deal with our monsters and our struggles, and whether they show it to you or not, whether we share it or not. There's so many people that have so much stuff going on. And if we can increase our emotional intelligence, if we can increase our EQ, it'll make a huge difference. There's so many benefits to that. But why do we wait? Why do we wait? Why do you wait? I want this to be practical. I want my show to be practical. Why do you wait? Specifically, I'm challenging you. Why do you wait? Or are you doing it? If you're actively increasing your EQ and your SQ, then fabulous. By the way, somebody asked me this past week, what's more important, IQ, EQ, or SQ? And I'm like, you know what? Most people don't even know what SQ is. And the rest of them are, lots of people, most people are more interested in your IQ. How smart are you? But unless, but we need the other two there. We need the EQ and the SQ. Most people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. And I say that again. Most people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That means we are good leaders. You look at the most effective leaders, the most effective ones have an EQ that's high. They have an SQ that's high. By the way, EQ obviously is emotional quotient, emotional intelligence. SQ is your social quotient. So do you have bedside manner? Are you awkward socially? Can you interact with people, with brand new people in a social setting without having any kind of struggles? Some people can, some people can't. Some people have really good social skills, and it doesn't matter whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. Both, that's just the way you recharge, introvert, extrovert. Some people can get out there and have no problem talking to people. Some people, no matter, I know some extroverts that really struggle with their SQ, with their social quotient. They're not comfortable. They're extroverted when they need to get charged, but they struggle a little bit and they're awkward in the way that they interact with people socially. So all three are important. IQ, EQ, and SQ are all important. But for this, the sake of what we're talking about today, and where my specialty falls, where my expertise is in EQ and SQ to some degree. It's understanding for ourselves, hey, how do I plug into my emotional intelligence? And I'm going to keep coming back to it for today. If you're not looking at it now, actively, intentionally looking at it, why? When are you going to do it? Because the longer you wait, the harder it's going to be. I need to pay a couple of bills right here. Time goes so quick, so fast. But anyway, well, I'm going to pay. We need to pay some bills here real quick. I want to do a shout out to Jose Escobar. I've got founding partner sponsors. I've got some openings for sponsors. I'm actively looking for sponsors. If this is something that resonates with you and you want to help me get the message out, you want to support, you can support me financially. That would be tremendously helpful. I do have angel investors in terms of sponsorship, and I do have people that are looking for advertising and marketing. We've got a global audience. We're on more than 450 platforms globally, hundreds of millions of reach. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of reach. So if that's of interest to you, by all means, reach out to me. What is it? TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com is how you can get a hold of me. And I'll mention that again a couple times today. But Jose Escobar is the founder and CEO of The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that's literally changing people's lives. This program will help install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com, www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And that's Jose Escobar. Thank you to Jose and to all of my founding sponsor partners. Appreciate you very much. Going to take a quick break. While we go on break, please don't forget to pause and breathe. Why? Because it grounds us. It allows us to plug into source. It allows us to purge through what you've just heard, to let that settle in you. Pause close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, don't do that. That's very dangerous. But pause and breathe as we go into this break. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back. And yes, if you're listening and not in the chat room, please jump into the chat room. Let me know you're here. Say hi, so that I know where. Tell me where you're listening from. Very excited to hear. Always interested to know where people are listening from, and that way we can interact with you. So if you're not in the chat room, jump in there. And once you get into the chat room, they will give you a link to jump into the live studio audience if that's of interest to you. And then you can watch, you don't have to wait for the replay of it later. All right, we're talking about emotional intelligence. If not now, when? Again, the best time to do something and to implement something, is years ago. The next best time, is right now. So we want to continue to do that. So in the ad for the show, I had said I would give you my top three reasons to not wait, to start right away. And so we talked a little bit in the last segment about, hey, why would you wait? How come? Sometimes it's messy. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we know it's going to be pain and struggles. Sometimes it's outside of our comfort zone. Sometimes we're worried about what other people think. What are the top three? For me, there's three main reasons that we don't. And you want to write these down. The top three reasons why we wait. Oh, Kyle, great to see you, brother. Sarah, thank you for being here. Great to see you, Kyle. Great brother from the Titans, KW Titans. If you don't get outdoor basketball, if you live local and you're not in basketball or don't come out to the games, you need to come out to the games. It's great basketball. Really, really happy you're here, Kyle. Thank you for being here. Okay, so write these down in your journal. I had it at the beginning. Grab your journal. So why do we wait? Why do we not look at our emotional intelligence actively ongoing? Why are we not doing that? Every day doing that. How come? Why have we waited? Why are we not spending time there? So the top three reasons I came up with are this. For me anyway, these are the top three. What I find in my clients and with the people I'm working with. The first one is impact on our lives. Top three reasons not to wait. The impact on our lives. Positive impact on our in every part of our life. Our EQ and our IQ, or our EQ and SQ, they affect every piece of ourself. They affect our work. They affect our family. They affect our colleagues. They affect our ability to interact with everybody. So we don't want it. We want our, the impact to be a positive one. We want our impact to be a positive one. We want to be able to impart into other people and to have them know, hey, you know what? I can get along with Gordon. Gordon and I get along because we can interact. I like talking. We all know people that we like to talk to because we like how we feel or how the person makes us feel. We've all heard it said, a lot of times people, they might not remember what we say or what we tell them or what we shared, but they'll always remember how we made them feel. They'll always remember that. Well, what they're feeling is your EQ. What they're feeling is how you're making them feel. That's your emotional quotient. That's your social quotient. That's the information you gave them. They may not remember the information. The IQ part doesn't matter. It does matter. Don't get me wrong. Your IQ matters. But they're not remembering the information. They're remembering how you made them feel. They're remembering the connection based on the EQ, based on the emotional quotient. So the number one reason not to wait is to improve the impact in our life and the way we are able to impact other people. Number two, the quality of our relationships. The quality of our relationships in every part of our life, they all get better. You want your relationship with your girlfriend or your spouse or your significant other or your boss or your kids to get better? Improve your EQ. Spend some time focusing on your EQ. Raise your EQ. The quality of your relationships will get better. They won't be all this surface stuff. We all have people in our lives that are surface, but there's a lot of people in our lives that we would like to have deeper relationships with. We would like to have more impactful relationships with, but we don't know how. The quality of our relationships will get better, substantially better, when we can raise and elevate our EQ. So that's number two, reason not to wait, a major reason not to wait. And if you're struggling at the beginning, I said, maybe you're with me today and you're struggling. Maybe you're on the verge of giving up. Maybe there's some hard stuff. Maybe you're like I said, your marriage is on the rocks. You're out of a relationship. Maybe you're just freshly divorced or separated. Having EQ at a raised level will help you get through that. It may save the relationships. It may make it easier to get through. It may make the divorce process easier. It's never easy. I didn't say it's easy. I'm saying maybe it gets a little easier. Maybe it becomes the ability to be able to interact with an ex or the lawyers or whoever's involved with that will make it easier through the process. But we need to have that. So our quality of relationships, the impact on our lives, the quality of our relationships. And number three is the ability to deal with our day-to-day emotions more effectively. Keep us away from depression, to keep us away from the need of vices to mask the pain because we didn't deal with the emotion. Guys tend to do that. We put our emotions in a box. We put it on a shelf. The problem is we still have pain from that because we were taught, don't deal with your emotion. Don't show it. Don't look weak. Don't cry. And so we put it on a shelf and we don't deal with it. But there's pain from it. So we're trying to dull the pain. So we drink or we gamble or drugs or porn. It doesn't matter. The point is there's now a vice. And that vice lots of times hurts us and hurts the people around us even more than the original emotion would have. Dealing with the original emotion would have been better, would have been more productive. So that's why I teach tools and strategies to be able to deal with those things in a positive way so that it handles them and they move on. But if we need advice, it's going to cause a challenge. We need to raise our EQ so that we can handle stuff head on, so that we don't have to think about it. We don't have to carry it around inside of ourselves. We don't hold that dis-ease in our bodies. I said three, the top three. Here's a bonus one. Time is the most precious resource we have. And we all have different amounts of it. We don't know how much of it we have. What I can tell you is it's a non-renewable resource. That means you're not getting it back. So don't spend time killing time. Oh, I'm just killing time. Well, don't do that. You're never getting today back. The 86,400 seconds you have today, you're never getting them back, ever. Ever. So maximize them. Maximize where, what are you actually doing with the time you've got? And if you're not increasing your EQ, you're not making yourself better, making your life better, making it better for the people around you, then what the hell are you doing? We need to focus on making our lives better, because when our lives get better and we get better as human beings, and I'm not trying to compare to anybody else. It's not a comparison with anybody else. What it is, am I better today than I was yesterday? Is my life better today than it was yesterday? Am I a better human being today than I was yesterday? And if I can't honestly say yes, then I wasted some time. And it's not that we have to keep going. It's not that. Do we need downtime? Yes, of course, for sure. But we need to be intentional about our growth. It'll happen organically to some degree, willy-nilly here. And we need to be intentional about where we want. And if you're happy where you are, props, kudos. But I suspect the fact that you're listening to me and tuning in and still with me, because you've heard me say before, I'm not here to polish your trophies. I'll support and encourage you all over the place, but I'm not here to polish your trophies. I'm here to shake your chain, rattle your cage, and make you go, wake up, wake up. Life's going by, let's go. If you want more, you want to be better, you want to elevate yourself, we must improve. And that's hard. Growth is hard. It's painful. It's messy. It hurts, but it's worth it. It's so worth it. When we're talking to the athletes, if they can understand, it's not about their skill. Are they going to practice? Yes. Are they going to get better skill-wise? Yes. But a lot of times it's muted because they're not controlling their mind and their emotion. Their EQ is not what it needs to be able to elevate their game to get to the next level. To elevate their game, to be able to be an influence, a positive influence, because we're all influencing, acknowledged or not, understand that or not, agree with it or not. We're all impacting people around us every day. We're all doing legacy every day. Every day we're legacy. We're pouring into people. Even if it's somebody at the bank, somebody in the grocery store, somebody that cuts us off in traffic, we're leaving our legacy in that person by how we respond with them. So being able to be focused on our EQ, having mastery control, not perfect. It's not perfect. We're not looking for perfection. That's impossible. What we're looking for is to increase it. My mission of positively impacting the 10 million men by increasing the level of their EQ. That's my mission, increasing their EQ. Because once their EQ goes up, their lives get better. Everything in their life gets better. Business get better. Relationships with their kids and their wife and their significant, everything gets better. But it takes a focused effort to do that. And time is not renewable. We can get more money. We can get more stuff. We can't get more time. Shockingly, I need to take another break. The time goes so damn fast. All right. So I want to do another quick shout out for Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The CLA tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today. Jose Escobar. And you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. If you're an entrepreneur, you have a product and you have a history of success and your ego fits into a room, you qualify to be as part of that group. And as a member of that group and on the executive of that group, I can tell you That's an incredible, more than 300 people in that group, from more than 40 states in the U.S., multiple provinces in Canada, and 17 countries around the world. It's an incredible, incredible group. So highly, highly recommend that. As we go to a quick break here, don't forget to pause and breathe, to ground and to center, and to be able to process what we're talking about, process what you just heard. We'll be right back. You're with Gordon D. Melville, the long bearded guy on Inspired Choices Network. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for still being here. Thank you for being with me and sticking with me. I appreciate that very, very much. We're talking about emotional intelligence, part 10. Part 10, if you haven't seen the other parts, please, please go back and watch the other 9 pieces. If you're looking to increase your emotional intelligence in any way, shape, or form, please go back and watch the other 9. We're talking today about emotional intelligence in terms of if now, if not now, when? If you're not going to look at it now, you're not going to help try and increase it now, when are you going to do that? Why would you wait? But when are you going to do it? We've talked about the best time is years ago. The next best time is today. We've talked about the top 3 reasons why you shouldn't wait, the impact on our lives, the quality of our relationships, the ability to deal with our life and our day-to-day emotions, so that we don't need vices or have depression the same way. And then time is our most precious resource. So using it wisely and using it to maximize our lives and not to have it wasted. So in this third piece, we want to talk about additional benefits of not waiting. What are some more ways that we gave you the top 3, we gave you some other things, but what are some additional benefits to not waiting? To not putting it off. What are other benefits? So some other things that came up for me here. The world is waiting for your light to shine and your genius to come out. That can't happen at the level it needs to if we don't have EQ. It just doesn't. We need that EQ to be able to step in. Making our own voice heard, having the courage to do that requires EQ. It requires us to be able to put it out there and to be able to step into our own empowerment the way we need to shine our light and to spread our genius the way it needs to be. Having your potential shine. When we don't allow ourselves that emotional quotient, when we don't allow ourselves the emotional intelligence to be able to move forward and to let ourselves out We're shining your light or holding your light under a bushel, right? Under a bushel basket, because you can't see it, right? It's hiding your light. Stop doing that. Another benefit of not waiting, and I guess it's a question, when will you step into your own empowerment? Because you can't do that without EQ. EQ allows us to connect more effectively and create the life we want. You've all heard me say, I don't say have a nice day anymore. I say make it another great day. Why? Because we have the power to do that. You have the power to make your day whatever you want it to be. Doesn't matter what the rest of it's been. The rest of it could have been in the toilet. It doesn't matter. You have the power. We've been gifted the power to make our life whatever we want it to be. We can choose, and you know I'm a big choose guy. We can choose to make our life what we want it to be, but it means we have to act. We have to be ourselves, be 100% unapologetically, unabashedly you. Because if you're being the person you're supposed to be and the person you are, the best version of you, then when you do things, the doing, the execution, the action is an extension of who you're being. In which case, it's easier, it's more fun. You're not swimming against the tide. You're in alignment with who you're being. So that doing is in alignment. It's way easier. The flow is way better. It completely, people, how come that person doesn't seem to have the same struggles that I do? A lot of times it's because what they're doing is in alignment with who they're being. That takes EQ at a really high level. When we step out and dare to act, so the audacity of doing, Papa, Source, Universe, however you describe higher power, will support us. But we have to act, but we have to be able to do that in alignment with who we're being. But if we dare to act and step out, as long as we sit back, Papa, Source, it can't bless us the same way, because we haven't. You can't steer a car that's not moving. You can move the steering wheel, but nothing's happening. Maybe the wheels are turning, but the direction is not changing. That vehicle needs to be moving in some direction, forward, backward, in some direction for steering to be able to work. So move. Get out of yourself. Get out of your own way. Get past your butts. We've talked about that. Go look at that episode. Watch that episode. Get past your butts. Get past your, but I don't have enough, or I don't have, but I don't have the talent, but I don't have the skill, but I don't have the resources, but I don't have, but get past your butt and be who you're supposed to be. And that's a process. That's not something that just, that's not a destination. That's a process. Who you're being and who you're wanting to become is a process. But to be able to do that, you need EQ. Life flourishes with activity and growth. Life flourishes. It gets so much easier. Things get better. Resources show up and you're like, where did that come from? It was always there. It was always available to you. But because we were stopping it from flowing, because you were focused on doing instead of being, what you were doing wasn't an extension of who you're being. Life flourishes with activity and growth. Achievement follows those who venture out and are courageous and act. People that are willing and brave enough and courageous enough to be themselves and not listen to what everybody's saying. Other people's opinion of you or me is none of our business. It doesn't mean anything. I have haters that reach out and say, hey, and they attack my beard, they attack my hair, they attack some of the things I'm saying. And I'm like, yes, Excellent. Officially, I've arrived. I have haters. That's awesome. That's amazing. It doesn't matter. I don't care. They're not part of my tribe. Does it mean I don't like them? No. I can still love them and say, hey, you know what? Congratulations. And the way I responded to them was to say, thank you for the feedback. I appreciate that. I appreciate the engagement. Thank you for that. Make it another great day. And I move on. It doesn't affect me. The part of the challenge is when we tell our stuff to people that, or people make comment or have an opinion, people who we like, trust, love, and we value their opinion of us, when they say they have a negative reaction to something we've said or done, or something we're part of what we're being, especially if it's who we're being, that's why we don't step out. The number one reason we're afraid of being judged. We're afraid of somebody not liking us. We're afraid of being judged. We can't worry about other people's opinion. And people judging us says more about them than it does about you. So don't worry about what the opinion is. It doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. Because what it's doing is stopping us from stepping out and being courageous. We're not exploring our EQ at the level we should be because we're afraid, well, somebody will think I'm weak. Somebody will think, oh, that's woo-woo. Who gives a shit? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Their opinion doesn't matter. Are you being true to you? Stop trying to live up to somebody else's expectations of who you think you should be. Stop trying to live up to what society tells you. I was talking to I had a virtual coffee with a lady this week, and we were talking about, you know, women having this expectation. Society says you got to be superwoman, super mom. What does that mean? Well, you got to work full time because we need the other income to pay the bills and to make sure that everything, you got to work full time, but you also need to look after the kids, look after the house, cook all the meals, clean the house, do the laundry. What? And they're trying to live up to that. And they look around, they look on Facebook, look on social media and find, oh, maybe these other people are doing that. Maybe these other women are doing that. Well, I suck. Stop. Stop. They are not doing any better than you. And to try and do all that stuff, that's superhuman. There's no way. It needs help. We need resources to help, whether that's our spouse or our significant other or kid, whatever. Farm it out, bring somebody in to clean, whatever it is. Stop trying to hold all that and live up to somebody else's expectation of who you're supposed to be. You be you. You be you and let the chips fall where they may. And be okay with that because you're being truthful to who you are. I need to take another break here, but I want to make sure we all understand. And if you are either you are a man that struggles or needs better or more EQ, raised EQ, or you know a man that needs increased EQ or is struggling, that doesn't have the tools they need or the strategies to be able to deal with regular emotions that they feel every day. If you've got sons, brothers, uncles, dads, husbands, like I said, significant others, fiance, boyfriend, if you know somebody, please, for the love of, connect me. Connect me to them. That's the point of this. You can hire me to do one-on-one. You can hire me to, you can jump into a, or bring them into a group session, a group. I do it's a very small, something called Box Inside Out, small sessions. I've got one coming up in June, but there's very small, just a dozen guys in the group. And I still have some openings to that. If that's of interest to you, reach out. If you know a guy, you are a guy, please, please connect us. My mission is to have positive change in more than 10 million men by raising their EQ. I can't do that by myself. I need help. And whether it's you're hiring me to come and speak to your church group or to your company or to your people or to your team, or whether you're, whether you go, you know what, Gord, I don't have anything like that around me, or maybe I do, maybe I don't, but you know what, I want to help you get the message out. I want to help expand your reach. So you know what, hey, can I commit to giving you some money every month? There are sponsorship available, opportunities available, and we need that. I need that. So please reach out. You can reach me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. That's the easiest way to do that. Make sure you put the in. thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com is my email. If I can get my producer to put that into the chat, I would really appreciate that. thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com, just to make it easier, just to make it so that it's a no-brainer. If you need help, or you know someone that needs help, please reach out to me, DM me, private message me, figure out how to get a hold of me, email me. I'll respond to everybody. We need to take another quick break. Thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate that. The email is in the chat. Please. Don't forget to pause and breathe through this commercial break, and we'll see you on the other side. Thank you so much. You're with the Gordon D. Melville, the Long Bearded Guy, on Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Sorry, I should have taken that last gulp of tea. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. We're talking about emotional intelligence, part 10. If not now, when? If you're not going to look at it now, when are you going to look at it? Why would you want to do that? Why would you wait? We've given you some ideas why you would not want to wait. What are the benefits of doing it right away and not wasting any time? In this last little piece, I just shocked how fast time goes. Opportunity is to change and intentionally grow. So what I'm saying is the opportunity to change, intentionally growing, is knocking on your door. The opportunity to change, because now you're aware, you're listening to this. So now you're aware of it. Now you know you need to do it. Now, and you've always known that. I'm not telling you something you didn't know. But I'm challenging you now. As we go into this, how are you going to respond to that? How are you going to respond to that knowledge and that awareness? What are you going to do about it? And my call to action today is to choose you. At least bet on you. You choose you. Choose now. Don't wait. Please don't wait. Choose now. Act now. Execute now. Don't give up. Yes, you can. Don't tell me you can't. Yes, you can. I believe in you. I know you can. I know you can. Do something about it now. Don't waste the time. We all hear about people who have left, Tina Turner. Sad. But you know what? Did she have a great life? Yes, for sure she did. Did she leave too soon? Everybody does. We don't know how much time. We may only have 5 or 6 sunsets yet to see. We may have a limited, we all do. It's a limited amount of time here. Why not be the best version of you you can be? Be intentional about your growth. Be intentional about it. Don't just let it happen organically. Grow. The challenge is to be better today than you were yesterday and be better tomorrow than you were today. How do you do that? It takes focused, intentional growth. It takes putting it out there and understanding, hey, you know what? I got to work at this. I've got to be able to put it out there. If you enjoyed this series, please let me know. Engage. Let me know. Reach out. I get thousands of emails and comments from people. Please reach out. Please reach out. Next week, same time, same place. Friday, June 2nd. We're already the year's almost half over. Unbelievable. Are you where you wanted to be? Are you where you thought you would be halfway through the year? I don't know. If you are, congratulations. That's awesome. Celebrate that. If you're not, then you need to do something different, because what you've done got you here. You need to do something, because it's not going to get you where you want to go. Adding things all the time. Next week, we're going to talk about 3 seconds of courage. Now that we've talked about emotional intelligence for 10 weeks, something a little different. 3 seconds of courage is what next week's topic is about. And that'll make more sense when we start to talk about it. But 3 seconds of courage. As you go into this week, your call to action is to choose you. Choose now. Choose to act now. Choose to believe in you. And if you don't, reach out to me. I'll help you. I can be a cheerleader for that. I can encourage you and support you. That's what I'm here for. I can be that for you. I believe in you. Don't give up. The only way to truly fail is to quit. If you're still pushing, you're still out there, you're still doing your thing, you can fail over and over and over and over and over and over. That's how we learn. It's one of the ways we learn, but it doesn't mean it's over. Failure is an event. It's not a person, right? It's something that can be overcome. As long as you keep trying, don't quit. Don't quit. And like I said, if there's a way you want to plug into me, whether it's by hiring me or by supporting this venue and this venture, I would really appreciate that. As we go into this next week, make it, you have the power to do that, make it another great week. Make it what you want it to be. We talk about weekend, W-E-A-K, weekend. Don't let it be weak. Don't let it be, make it a powerful beginning of next week. Carry it over, no matter what you're doing. Relax, that's fine, but carry it over. Make it a powerful weekend. Make it another great week. Please know that I love you. Massive big hugs to you all. Live abundantly and with intention. Don't just let it happen. Live abundantly, positive abundance always. We'll see you next week. Bring somebody with you. Don't forget to bring your journal. I love you. Next week is 3 seconds of courage. Make it another great week. I love y'all. Big hugs. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate you. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.